Good morning. We're starting the halachas of Birchas HaTorah, which is in Chayadim Klal Tes. And the first siman says the following: Ksiv Kishem Hashem Ekro Havol Gadol Elokeinu. Pasuk in the Shir of Hazinu, when I say out Hashem's name, you should give greatness to Hashem. So it's not clear exactly what the pasuk means. The Kibbutz Chazal. They understand that shame means the way to express and designate where somebody is. Evan Ezra connects the word shame to the word shom, which means there. And it's a way to point to there the item is, or there the person is, instead of describing them and giving descriptive adjectives. Tall guy, brown hair, dark glasses. I say Reuven, and you know who I'm referring to. So a name is a way to point to where something is. When we talk about Hashem of Hashem, we talk about the way for us to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not visible to us, but when he reveals the different things that he does in the world, those are the different Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he acts with the midah of Al-Rachamim, we say that's the shame of Havaya, that's the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to give existence to the Bria, etc. Because I'll also see, and Ramban says in the introduction to Torah, to his introduction to his Pirush and Chumash, that the whole Torah really is the name of Hashem. The whole Torah is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're supposed to see him and know him through his Ratzon being revealed in the Torah, with why he created the world, what he wants us to do with the world, how he cares about us, how he interacts with us. This is all of our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all the Shem HaMashem. So every time you're learning Torah, you are really being Oisik in the Shem HaShem. Kishem HaShem Ekro. Therefore, when I say the words of the Shem HaShem, I have to give a gadol. Before I do so, I have to give some greatness, expression of greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal is referring to the idea that I should say a bracha before I learn. Matiknu beis brachas. There's two brachas. One of them is birchas asher kiddushanu b'tzav shehi birchas hamitzvus. Ubeis birchas hodoa shehi asher brachar banu. Brachas are divided into three categories. There are birchas and ahenin, which are connected specifically to getting benefit from something, whether it's food or whether it's smell. There are birchas hamitzvus, which we say before we do a mitzvah. And then our brachas, which we say, is a form of praise to Hashem. With thunder, lightning, it's not because of it's not a birchas amitzus, it's not a birchas in a henin. A person sees the yam, etc. It's a praise to Hashem. So similarly, every morning we say Hashem Baruch Abonim, we call him in Asalanas to Rastari, to praise to Hashem that He's thus chosen Klal Yisrael to give us and gave us His Torah. That's independent of the brachas and mitzvahs, which we say like any mitzvah. We say that the Rishon commanded us to do a mitzvah. The language of the Chayyadim sounds like that he's seeing both of them as being a tekanah d'rabbanan, even though he's saying Chazal said it's a mitzvah say to make a bracha, but the actual language of the bracha is tekanah Chazal. He does not seem to differentiate between the two brachas. We'll see later on that the Shagas Aryeh, based on the Gemara, sees that the bracha of Asher Baruch Rabbanu is that's the one which corresponds to the mitzvah deraisa of Birchas HaTorah, and the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu b'tzisa b'tzimanu l'asak b'di b'isiru is a standard Birchas HaMitzvahs like any other Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the mitzvah is the deraisa and the bracha is the Rabbanu. That's a bracha on learning Torah, like the bracha taking, putting on tefillin, putting on a talis, taking a lulav, blowing a shofar, reading the Megillah. So that bracha is the Rabbanan like any other one. Only the bracha of Asher Baruch Rabbanu is on a deraisa level. One last point over here: this understanding that it's a mitzvah to say brachas Torah. The Ramban actually, in his comments to the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, where the Rambam makes a list of the 613 mitzvahs, the Rambam does not list as one of the 613 mitzvahs. But the Ramban disagrees and says that this is actually one, it's an independent mitzvah to make a bracha before we learn Torah. not just as a way to learn the Torah, but as a bracha. There's a mitzvah to say a bracha, a mitzvah to say the rice. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs to say a bracha before we learn Torah. Even according to the Rambam, it could be it's considered a mitzvah of the raisa, but it's part of, included in the mitzvah of learning. The proper way to learn is to say a bracha beforehand. So there's two ways to understand that, but the Rabban, so based on that, we have a general rule that mitzvah sichas kavanah, when we do a mitzvah of the Torah level, we have to make sure that we have intent when we're doing it for, to fulfill the mitzvah. So before the person says the bracha v'asher bracha rabbanu, the person should pause for a moment, or before he says brachas HaTorah in general, and saying, think to himself, I'm doing this because Hashem commanded me to say the Birchas HaTorah. And that will that way we will fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Asher, of saying Birchas HaTorah. Have a good morning.